Good day, everybody. Good day. Today is Monday, January 15. Happy Martin Luther King Day. This is the Walking Leader 365. Today, we're going to take a different approach. We're going to change things up a little bit. We're going to start dissecting those seven habits. You know what they are. The first one is on being proactive. Being proactive. Rule number one of the seven habits of highly effective people is being proactive. It's the first rule, and it's the first one for a reason, because it means get off your backside and get to doing things. Don't sit there and wait for something to happen. Don't sit there and wait for somebody to say something to you that you don't like. Don't wait for someone to come knocking on your door and say, hey, here's a check for $1 million. Congratulations. It's not going to happen. Folks, it's not going to happen. It never has. It never will. Oh, they show it on TV all the time. Yes, but that person had to go return that letter, had to say, yes, I want in the drawing so I could be awarded a check for $1 million, if selected. That's how it works. You do not sit around and wait for something to happen. You have to go out there and make something happen. But by the same token, or the other side of the same token, do not go looking for a mess that is not there. See, a lot of times when we see things that are wrong, it's because our perception is wrong. What we see and believe is wrong. Our way, our expectations of life are wrong. And that's where we get in trouble. That's where, well, why is nobody paying attention? Why is nobody doing this? Because again, no one owes you anything. It doesn't matter who you are. No one owes you a damn thing. No one. Get that through your head. I had to get that through mine. But the problem is we wish other people had too. When it finally sinks into us and we finally see what it is, we see the light for what it is. We see the pain, we see the hurt, we see the struggle, we see the anguish for what it truly is. The problem is on the other side, they don't get to see it because they're not being proactive. They're knee deep in the middle of it. But they don't get to see what it is because they're right in among it. They are it. They are the reason that's happening. So they don't see it that way. They see it their way. And that's okay. Respect that fact that they see it that way. But as for you and me and everybody else that wants to get ahead, move ahead, have somebody come to your door and say, hey, here's a check for $1 million. We have got to get out there. We have got to be proactive. We have to take action before something that you have control over at this moment becomes out of control. And folks, it's going to hurt. It's going to sting. It's going to scrape it's going to be like the nail scraping on a blackboard. If any of you know what a blackboard is, it's going to hurt. But that's part of being proactive. You have got to overcome that. You have got to get out there, take that walk, take that run, do that push-up, do that sit-up. Say no. Say enough's enough. Folks, being proactive is the only way you're going to get somebody coming to your door and saying, hey, Dave, here's a check for $1 million. Congratulations. Thanks for submitting that letter. Thanks for doing something. Folks, it is that simple. Get out there and do something. Be proactive. I'll talk to you tomorrow.